Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Anita Marks here with Paul DiTino. And Paul, some positive news. Running back Rashad Jennings looks like he's going to suit up, play, and get ready to go up against the San Francisco 49ers. He had an opportunity to speak to the media earlier today.
Anxious is a good word. Anxious to get back on the field. This is my livelihood right now. This is what I do as a profession. It's my job. It's my business. It's what I love to do. When you're unable to perform on the field, you feel like something's stripped away from you. But it was a time where I think on and off the field, I was able to recalibrate some things and come back to the game with a stronger perspective.
All right, Paul, so we heard from Rashad Jennings again. What a boost this offense can really take with him returning.
Yeah, he's been out of the lineup for a month with that sprained MCL, Anita, but here's the big thing now. The Giants are down in that running back core. You got Michael Cox suffered a fractured leg the other day in the Seattle game. He's on injured reserve, and Peyton Hill has suffered a concussion, hasn't been cleared to work yet.
All right, well, Eli Manning spoke to the media as well today talking about the importance of Rashad Jennings getting back on the playing field.
Yeah, having Rashad back will definitely be helpful. I think Andre's done a great job at running back, but having that 1-2 punch is will be a good combination. So, he was playing well for us before he got injured, and does a lot of things in the pass game and the run game. So it'll be good to have both guys in there.
One big key here we need to mention is that Patrick Willis is done for the season. San Francisco linebacker because of a toe injury. That could bode well, of course, for the Giants' rushing attack, along with the fact that Jennings is back.
Yeah, although the bad news is Bowman and Alden Smith are back at practice this week, Anita, and the Niners aren't sure if they're going to play or not, but that would certainly be a big boost to what is the second-rated defense yardage-wise right now in the National Football League. One thing to remember about Jennings, he's been out for a month, and during the four-game absence that he had, the Giants only averaged 83 yards a game on the ground and 3.8 yards per carry. So not only did the running game suffer, but he's also a multidimensional back, helps in the passing game too.
Again, this has been your 2-Minute Drill. Paul DiTino and Anita Marks.